Well, looks like there may be a huge undertaking in the Cessnock CBD area at the bottom of Cooper Street, right between the Coles and Woolworths plazas. Now, we haven't seen anything massively major through there since the town hall and the council building occupied that site. But to talk with us about some of the potential changes is Martin Johnson. Good morning, Martin. The report has shown that we might end up with some huge changes at the bottom of Cooper Street there. What are some of the things that may come out of this?
Yes, good morning, Robert. The council in the last couple of weeks adopted some draft plans which are now going on public exhibition tomorrow, which looks at the whole CBD of Cessnock. Cessnock CBD is a strategic centre, so we're looking at the long-term vision of how we want to see the CBD develop. And one of the key projects is this town square at the bottom of Cooper Street. Now, that would be a shared zone, one-way street in Cooper Street, utilising parking areas of both the Coles and Woolworths developments adjoining. And we have had discussions with Woolworths and Coles, and that seems to be a project that could go forward. But there's lots of other works we're doing in the CBD to effectively plan for its growth and development for the next to 2041.
So what are some of the other things we could see in the area there, Martin?
So some of the other projects, we're trying to focus the development on the northern end of the main street. The main street's, as people would probably know, it's pretty stretched. We're trying to make it the focus on the northern end to provide some more vitality into the centre. And in doing that, we've identified certain sites which we have called catalyst sites, where we're giving incentives to property owners to redevelop those sites to provide increased retail, increased business floor space, and importantly, residential, medium residential into the business core, so there's people living and working and utilising the facilities in the centre to make it a much more active and vibrant centre.
Yeah, that would be an interesting change, wouldn't it? Because there already are a few of those sort of department areas a little bit further down on the corner of North Avenue, but having a few further up closer to town would certainly revitalise that as well. I believe potentially a new move for the library could be part of this as well?
Yeah, part of the schemes involve looking at council land, and council owns a lot of land in the Cessnock CBD, and part of that is to provide strategically located public parking areas. And as part of that, we'd be looking at maybe relocating our current library, which isn't of a size that is sufficient going forward, as part of a redevelopment of one of those car parking areas. And it may, for example, front the public square, so you'd have an active space where you could have people, you know, sitting and having lunch and public art and all those sort of activities adjacent to the library and the civic area.
Yeah, well, the current library has been in its Vincent Street location. I know I'll get my maths kind of wrong, but roughly about 83, 84, and it used to be a Fleming supermarket there prior to that. But moving all of those things into Cooper Street, potentially just giving the whole area a jolt in the arm, I think there might be some good ideas in that. How far away, Martin, do you think we are before we'll see some of these huge changes start to take effect there?
Yeah, look, we've consulted with the community up front, so we got some initial ideas from the community. What we're now asking the community to do is have a look at our draft plans for the Cessnock CBD. We really are looking for feedback. Once we get that feedback, we'll make changes to the plans to reflect what the community's desires are for the Cessnock CBD, and then it will be adopted. So then, once it's adopted, it's a 2041 plan, so there'll be initial works, and then there'll be also long-term works which will be funded from grants in the future. So some of the initial works would be looking at Cooper Street, working with the property owners of Coles and Woolies, and starting to do some of the works associated with the town square. So they may happen in the next 5 years or so.
Well, we look forward to all of this coming to pass, Martin, and I guess Cessnock CBD's come a long way since those high gutters of quite a few years ago. Thank you for your time this morning, and we look forward to catching up with you when things are a little bit further on the move and all happening in the Cessnock CBD. Thank you very much, Martin Johnson from Council. It's 10:28 at 2 NURFM.